Case, please.
First case, case number 10,341, BP Shannonburg, East of Road 357, being lot 211 within Bayshore Mobile Home Park. They're seeking a variance from a maximum lot coverage requirement in a mobile home park.
Up here first, sir.
Oh, okay.
State your name and place of residence for the record.
My name is Brett Cox. I'm here to represent Mr. and Mrs. Shannonburg.
All right, what's your name? Your address?
My address is 30145 Bayshore Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. You can have the podium.
We're just seeking a variance. They'd like to build a deck with a awning. They meet all their setbacks. They're just over their 35%. Instead of using 35% of the covered lot, they'd like to use approximately 42%.
As you notice, Mr. Chairman, if you look at the survey, we have figured it out, the square footage, and it's easier to do that when we approve the square footage instead of the percentage for the inspectors in the field in the full state to make sure what you approved has been correct. So that's the reason we put it in square footage. We found that to be more acceptable than trying to figure out percentages on the lot.
I appreciate that.
In other words, if you've approved 288.98 cents of a foot, square foot out there, then he can pull that tape and make sure that that's correct. He just has to deal with the tape. I'm trying to simplify a little more for them in the field so they can move a little faster.
That's a big help.
So it's actually 42% and not 44 is applied?
It's about 42, yeah.
42%. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? No.
I had okay. One. Okay. I'm not seeing any structures on other lots. I assume there's no problem with the
20
terrace.
Feet. Well, the
right.
One 212 is vacant and 210. They've taken care of that also. That's a 20 foot.
Okay.
210 and 212 are vacant. Okay.
Of course, when he places that vacant lot, when they place that, Mr. Burrow, that's going to be there.
They're going to be tight on that side.
Right.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I would be in favor of it. I'm Brett from Bayshore Mobile Home Park, and we don't have any problem with it. And as far as the setbacks, if we were to put a mobile home on lot number 212, we have to be 5 feet off the side yard, and that would give us our 20 feet from that proposed deck as well.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10341, as I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. These are relatively small lots. People are trying to upgrade to double wides, and that presents a problem, so I move we approve.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,341. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
All right, thank you.
Case number.